Well, good morning. Before title this morning, I'd like to look at the idea of selflessness and I guess a little bit just recognizing that in the life and character of Jesus. So let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning and thank you that we can be here. Thank you for a beautiful day and just the ability to come out. And I pray that you would be with each one of us to give us understanding of your word and just that we could practice these things the way that you showed us by example. And pray for any who aren't here this morning that you would minister to their needs where they are. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I guess looking at selflessness, not selfishness, but giving up our own desires to meet the needs and desires of others. I've been reading in Mark the past couple of weeks and been seeing this. In the way that Jesus lived. And so I'd like to look at a few things here from Mark. If we start in chapter 8, verse 34, says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Here we see that if we're following Jesus, it won't all be easy. It takes denying ourselves and doing hard things. And this I don't think it comes naturally for any of us to give up what we want for others, but some of us have grown more than others in that. It's definitely something that I need to grow in. I think of selflessness not as something you do, but something you become as you follow Jesus and try to imitate him. If we look at chapter 9, soon after he had spoken this to them, you have to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him. We look at chapter 9, verse 33 to 35. "And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them," talking about Jesus is asking the disciples here, "What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all." So here we see that the disciples hearing the right things, hearing what was required, they didn't get it all right away. It was something that they had to learn. And we see later on, and I believe many of the disciples, they gave their lives for Jesus in the end, martyred for their faith. So there's hope that we can grow in this. There's hope for me that I can grow in that. Mark chapter 10. Like to look at several different sections of verses there. The first is verses 17 through 22. It says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, All these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. This man seems to be living a good life and doing many of the right things. However, Jesus loved him and pointed out that the possessions he had, the possessions he was holding as his own, were keeping him back from the kingdom of God. Jesus gave him simple instructions here. It says, Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. But it was hard. It says he was sad and went away grieved because of his possessions. So, we see here an example of someone who is holding these things for himself. And, see, Jesus, how Jesus pointed out what was needed of him in giving up what he was holding for himself. In Mark chapter 10, just a few verses down, 28 to 30. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold, now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. So, here we can see the blessing of giving up for the kingdom. But once again, here in verse 30, he adds, with persecutions. It won't all be easy, but there's much blessing in it. In verse 42 through 45, there's another little section here that spoke to that. The way Jesus is an example for us. And verse 42, But Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. This is the example that Jesus lived and taught, and we see how at times he would go out to the desert. There's some place here where he went out to the desert to with his disciples to, I guess it's in chapter 6. They went out to a desert place to rest for a while, because there are so many people around. And they went by ship, and the people saw them going, and they ran out and were there in the desert place before they got there. And Jesus had compassion, and he didn't say, turn the ship around, let's go find another place. He continued to give to the needs that were around him. So, in conclusion, how does this get worked out in our lives? How do we become less focused on ourselves? I'd like to look at Philippians 2, verses 3 through 8. And looking at verse 5 here is a key part of this and understanding the verses around it. Verse 5 says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Philippians 2, starting in verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So, if we can, I think just reading the Gospels, reading the Bible, will help us to see what the mind of Christ was. It's evident in the way he lived, and that's the mind we're supposed to have in us. So, yeah, this gets worked out in our lives by looking to Christ as our example. As Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's what I had to share. That's what I was thinking about recently and just recognizing a need in my life. So hopefully it can be a blessing to think about and consider.